Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Benny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
We're ripping it with Ryan as we do every Friday here on 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass, heading into a weekend, last weekend of April, believe it or not. Oh my God! Next Saturday is the Kentucky Derby.
Is it really?
Yeah, let that sink in. But anyway, money always makes the world go round, doesn't it? It certainly makes you feel better. Let's see if we have any by ourselves.
All right, well, the market is open today. I can confidently say that, unlike last week. S&P 500 is up 1879. Dow Jones, though, down about 115. DraftKings down 64 cents. And Under Armour also down, but only 11 cents.
Oh, is that all? What's it now in the negatives per share?
$5.69.
Let's get it together, UA.
Are you still holding over there?
No, I'm holding.
No.
And there's one thing I'm holding right now. And
holding
until
the grave.
It ain't a lot of money from Under Armour.
All right, let's see. Our first topic of the day here is about the Orioles. Charlie Morton, scheduled to start tomorrow against Detroit. There was some hope that Kyle Gibson would be ready to take that spot, but we have to wait a little bit longer for him. Earlier this week, though, Brandon Hyde was asked about possibly moving Charlie Morton to the bullpen at some point. He said all options are on the table. Obviously, they'd like to get something out of their $15 million investment, but his starts, they're just killing the team right now. Ryan, buy or sell, Morton's current pitch mix with no reliable curveball would make him a little more ideal for a bullpen role.
I'd sell at this point. I think that he's been doing it for so long. I think you leave him in one spot or that's it. You know, he's been a starter for how many years now, his big league career overall. And I did a breakdown on this, Nolan and Bob, last week, actually, after that bad. Actually, it was earlier this week after the bad outing against the Reds. The crazy thing to me is his fastball was giving hitters fits. Yeah, Ellie De La Cruz hit that home run on a 1-2 pitch. But you know how many counts I saw, 2-0, 3-1 hitters counts, where they're going, hey, you got to come to me. And they were late on his fastball. And it wasn't that it was located well. But the thing that happened, you mentioned it, Nolan, he was so engrossed with the curveball. That's been his pitch. So I just don't think it's necessarily the right fit for him to go to the pen. I think for Charlie, it's either he's got to figure it out here and get another start, which he needs to. The Orioles don't have the depth. Or then they're just going to have to move on in a different direction.
Well, going back to the curveball, I mean, I kind of had a layman's take on it a couple weeks ago, just saying, hey, can we abandon it altogether? I mean, it's not like you're a two-pitch pitcher where like someone like Felix Bautista, if he doesn't have a feel for the splitter, well, he's just rolling with the heater at that point. I mean, is it as simple as saying, hey, don't throw it?
I think you have to see if you have it that day. But last time, what drove me nuts was the first inning, by the way. Ellie De La Cruz had 9 pitches on the day for Charlie Morton facing Ellie. 1-2 count. And you throw one curveball, it's early, you want to see if you have it. Now it's 2-2, no one on base, and you throw 2 more curveballs. You triple up on a pitch you don't have control over, and then you walk one of the fastest dudes on the planet, and you throw 15 more pitches in the process. that's where I get at it with Charlie. And here's the crazy thing. And you're right. Don't abandon it if you don't have it in the first inning. The phrase I like, Nolan, is you got to pitch with what you have that day. You know what's nuts to me, Bob? Charlie Morton, hitters are hitting 143 off of his fastball. Everything else is north of 385, but that four-seamer, 143. So clearly, that fastball still has some juice, but he's going to have to try to make better pitch selections here in his next outing against Detroit.
Over to the NFL, Christian McCaffrey says he's fully recovered from that injury that plagued his 2024 season. Now, he's no stranger to recovering from major injuries. Remember, he had over 2,000 yards from scrimmage back in 2019, only to play an incomplete season the next year. People questioned if he would ever be able to regain his form. Well, he did, both in 2022 and 2023. However, things won't be any easier this time around as he's approaching 30 years old. Buy or sell, Bob, McCaffrey still has another monster season in him on par with those 19, 22, and 23 years.
Yeah, I'll buy it. A monster season in him. And if health permits, it could be this year as San Francisco looks to make amends for a disastrous 2024. But Christian McCaffrey, I mean, as you can see, he works out hard, keeps himself in great shape. The bloodlines from athletes, remember his dad Ed, and that his uncle Billy played for Duke and Vanderbilt, college basketball star. So he's got one monster season left in him. Better be this year, though, if you're San Francisco. Because old Brock Purdy's looking for a big payday.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We'll go back to baseball here, where the Cardinals, we know they tried to trade Nolan Arenado during the offseason. He was even willing to waive his no-trade clause for the right situation, but nothing ever came about. In a recent interview, he even admits that if more losing is on the horizon for St. Louis, this will likely lead to more of a youth push by the front office, and a trade could be back on the table. He's off to a decent start this year, at least compared to his dip in production last summer. Buy or sell, Ryan, the Cardinals will look to trade Arenado even if they're competitive in late July.
Define competitive, right?
Is it within that wild card striking distance?
If they're in that striking distance, but they're not in position, I think that they move him. So would that be the buy, right? Yeah, we'd buy it. Yeah, Nolan Arenado is at a point right now, 34 years old. He still can play the position, still can play third base. OPS right now is at 800. He's only got two jacks on the season, but a guy going to a different team where you get more life, it just seems like to me St. Louis is going to have a chance to get value from a desperate team that needs offense at that break. And you saw it last year with Detroit, where they go, you know what? If we make a run, so be it, but we're still going to get something for Flaherty because the value's there. I think someone's going to pay enough to get Nolan Arenado. I think he's going to play solid. And then he's going to go somewhere and help a team make a run. So I don't think he's going to be a Cardinal when it's all said and done.
And our last topic today comes from the NBA, where the Warriors and the Rockets, their series resumes tomorrow. Everyone waiting to see what's going to happen with Jimmy Butler. Good news is no fracture after he took that hard fall the other night, but still being described as a deep glute muscle contusion.
What?
A very bruised butt is the translation there.
He's literally butthurt.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. It's going to restrict his movement, I guess, is the main point here. Now, we saw what happened after he left the other night. Rockets go on to win, even up the series, leaving Curry as a one-man army. Currently averaging 25 points between their two games so far. But Bob, buy or sell, Curry will need to score 30 to 35 a night without Butler for Golden State to even have a shot.
Ah, man. Because Braden, I can't pronounce his last name. He's kind of a stat filler, but he doesn't put up Jimmy Buckets level points. I mean, where's that offense coming from? And it seemed to me, by the way, not to blame Draymond Green, that he shoved Thompson and he kind of, you know, flipped. I don't think it was a dirty play on either part. But, yeah, I'll buy that. Old Steph Curry's going to have to go back like he was in game one where he just throwing up all kinds of crazy nonsense.
So he gets undercut Butler the other night. Ja Morant gets undercut last night. I mean, what's going on here? I mean,
yeah, and that's kind of like a no-no in basketball.
It's like the unwritten thing.
Like, there's players. You're going to the hoop and there's like hard fouls. That's one thing. But to flip them, yeah, you definitely, because all sorts of crazy, usually bad things happen
there. No doubt.
No doubt. Literally butthurt.